He causeth it to come, whether for correction, or for his land, or for mercy. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. He goeth after her straightway, as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks. Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. In vain have I smitten your children. They receive no correction. Your own sword hath devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. But thou shalt say unto them, This is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord their God, nor receiveth correction. Truth is perished, and is cut off from their mouth. Art thou not from everlasting, O Lord my God, mine Holy One? We shall not die, O Lord, thou hast ordained them for judgment. And, O mighty God, thou hast established them for correction. She obeyed not the voice. She received not correction. She trusted not in the Lord. She drew not near to her God. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness,